Today, we read one of those parashiot, or portions from the Torah, that begs us again and again, darsheni, explain me, explicate me. There is so much to talk about in this week's parasha. And it's rare that I return to something that I spoke about sometime in the past, because it's just so full of such interesting topics. Take the Ten Commandments, for example. We could talk about them as a whole, or we could talk about particular ones. And in particular years, I choose particular mitzvot to talk about. In preparing for today, I continue to be drawn back to one particular commandment of the Ten Commandments. It's one which I think, as we move through life, we reflect on again and again and again. And I don't think we ever have it fully worked out throughout our lives. And that's the famous commandment, Kabed et avicha v'et imecha. Honor thy father and thy mother. That's the way it's usually presented, with a straight spine and with a firm countenance. Honor your father and your mother. And of course, the key question is, what does that mean? We might feel that we have the greatest of intentions, and yet perhaps we feel we fail at that mitzvah. Others of us may feel this is no problem at all. What's the big deal? No challenge to me to honor my father or my mother. Well, let's take a look at some texts. And this was particularly inspired by a wonderful Devar Torah I read this past week by Shai Held. And it got me thinking in some, I think, interesting directions. And I'll have a few questions to share with you in a few moments. First, let's try to understand the actual etymological basis for this notion of honoring your father and your mother. That's the verse, chapter 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother. It appears elsewhere in the book of Proverbs, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with your substance. By the way, your substance there is understood to mean your wealth. So this is understood in the rabbinic period to mean that how are you supposed to honor your father and your mother? It has to have a financial component to it. Doesn't perhaps sound like what we might be thinking of when we think about calling our mothers once a week, but nonetheless, there's that issue there that maybe this involves a financial commitment of some kind. But look at the actual etymological basis, origin of kaved. The word kavod, which is honor, comes from the word kaved, which means heavy. It means, therefore, le kaved means to give weight to, or to regard someone as of high value or worth. Okay? The opposite is to make light of. And interestingly, there's a word in Hebrew, klala, which means a curse. We're not supposed to curse our parents. And the word to curse comes from the word to make light of, like to mock or to dismiss. And we have that text in chapter 21, 17, one who curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. And so the notion is you shouldn't make light of your parents, but give them weight and treat them with appropriate seriousness. This contrast between heavy and light actually occurs earlier in today's parasha in the section talking about Yitro's advice to Moses, where it is said that the workload is too heavy. We should lighten it up a little bit. So maybe with workload, it's better to lighten it up. But with relations with our parents, maybe we should be on the heavier side. So what does it mean? Does it mean to adhere to our parents' teachings? There's that famous passage in Proverbs, Shma b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh torah imecha. You should heed the discipline or the ethics of your father and not forsake the instruction of your mother. Well, maybe so. One thing is clear, it means we shouldn't rob our parents. I hope we all understand that. That's a passage in the book of Proverbs. Gozel aviv imo ve'omer ein pesha chaverhu le'ish mashchi. You should, of course, never rob your parents. Now, you may think it's obvious. If it was so obvious, we wouldn't have so many cases. So many cases that actually reach great prominence in the newspapers of controversies regarding, in fact, property of elderly parents in particular. And we'll come back to that. Does it mean to show affection? That's what we might think it means, to care for. We have that famous line at the end of Psalm 91, I'll be with him in time of trouble, I'll support him, and I'll honor him. So perhaps honor means to be supportive in that particular way, to be caring. One key question that I think all of us face, you know, certainly by the time we're teenagers, is the question of whether honoring parents means or implies obeying. But before we look at the text, let me just ask you as just a general reaction. Does honoring your parents mean obeying them? You say yes. It seems obvious to you, right? How old is your daughter? Okay, fine. Got that straight. His daughter is 16. We're in the right time zone. But does anyone have a different view of that? Does honor necessarily mean obey? Who says no? Okay. Yes. Tell us why. Ah, so perhaps we shouldn't get into the business of maybe telling our kids what to do or our children what, whatever age. Okay, so in other words, a child can still honor his or her parents even while disobeying him or her. Totally. Not just okay, but yes, totally, according to Debbie. Anybody else have a... Yes, Candace? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Okay, so we were trying to pull away. The response was you can let a child perhaps make the decision whether to obey or not as long as they respect. So we're drawing a line before the word respect. In other words, maybe even a child can disobey as long as he or she respects. So what does that respect look like? Yes. Right, so Marty is saying, you know, we've been talking about it and thinking about it perhaps in the context of a child honoring his or her parents. Let's think about adults honoring his or her parents, because in fact, the text of the Torah probably was intended to address adults. No question about that. You read it clearly, it seems to be. And so does that change things? How does it change things in terms of this issue of obeying? Do you feel that issue is less of an issue when you're an adult? In other words, that you wouldn't assume that you'd necessarily obey your parents, but you would still respect your parents? Is that the idea? Okay, there were a couple of hands up. Yes. Right. So the idea you're saying is maybe live according to the values of your parent, but not necessarily do what he would have done, because you don't necessarily know what he or she would have done, because life is different now than it might have been when you got those instructions. Yes. Did you have a comment? Derech Eretz. Right. Yes. Ah, so just to sum it up for people who may not have heard it over on this side, so the notion is that, you know, we gain respect by living a certain life that engenders respect, and maybe we should worry less about obedience than about, in fact, having our children emulate certain behaviors. But that isn't the actual thing that occurred to you as the parent of a teenager. I mean, as a parent of a teenager, there was a certain tachlis quality here to this issue, right? Yes. Only one. Sure. Let's hold that for a moment because we're going to get to the issue of older parents. Do you have a comment, Emmanuel? Absolutely. Absolutely. We all have to have the opportunity to make decisions or we'll never learn to be responsible. The only question is, of course, at what age we present you with that opportunity, right? At the age of 6 or the age of 16 or maybe 36. Depends on, you know, the relationship and what issues we're talking about. You know, I just want to draw your attention to a couple of texts here. One important limitation, which was kind of implicit in some of what was said here, is, of course, what if your parent asks you to do something that you know is wrong? Not just, you know, not an exercise of... Very good. Yes, of course. So you've in fact given me the text, the midrash in the text, as it says, you know, you should, you know, follow your parents, but you should observe Shabbat. And of course, we have that nice connection, which is, I believe, at the top. Where did I put that here? I have that here. The connection between Shabbat observance and observing your parents. Because if your parents tell you, don't observe Shabbat, you disregard what they say. So that's a very, very interesting limitation. And that also suggests that honor can exist even without obedience. Actually, can you obey without honoring? Can you obey your parents but actually be dishonoring them at the same time? That's an interesting puzzle. Yes, David? You can be the complaining and the misanthropic child who does what his parents does grudgingly, perhaps, and that's not considered perhaps honorable. Let's move on just to the issue of elderly parents, because that was brought up, and in fact, that seems to be an area where we perhaps are challenged. Take a look at the last selection on page 2. Although the commandment is addressed to persons of any age whose parents are living, I would actually agree that in the Jewish tradition, it's also addressed to parents, to children of any age whose parents are not living. The mitzvah to honor parents actually continues on, but that's taking us in a different direction. It was not primarily directed to children to tell them how to treat their parents, but to adults. This means that this commandment has in mind especially how mature adults are to treat their older or elderly parents. And this is not always so easy, right? Because in fact, it can involve some challenging issues. Tell me, do you think it's easier to honor your parents when you're 6 or 16 than when you're 56 or 60? Why? Yes. I'm sorry, could you speak up a little bit? Okay, so just to say it a little louder for everybody, culture and social norms might change a lot through a parent's lifetime, and so therefore how we express honor might be very, very different. Okay, anything else? Any other comment on that? Yes. Interesting. As people get older, they get softer. Interesting. Interesting. They're more willing to honor the parents. Very interesting. Whether we have presuppositions about that, about whether as we get older, we get softer. Interesting. Very interesting. Other comments? Yes, Rick? Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a good question. Is it honoring a parent to leave the keys in his or her hand when you're concerned about an accident? Or is that obedience without honor? Or is it honor which is misplaced? It's a very good question. I think this is where, as they say, rubber hits the... Yes. 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 And so, in fact, being in the so-called sandwich generation, it can be very, very awkward. Judy, and yes. And